From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet on April 27th in Panmunjom. Robert Kelly, a political analyst on inter-Korean affairs, looked past the April meeting to the one Kim has proposed with U.S. President Donald Trump.
We've gone through two sets of negotiations, one in the 90s and one in the 2000s, the agreed framework in the six-party talks, and they both kind of faltered in the end. And, you know, maybe Trump and Kim can reverse the process, have a summit that kind of like radically forces things forward. And, you know, and then in a couple of years, we'll have a final deal.
Trump said he is willing to meet with Kim in the coming months. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai said she was excited to be back in Pakistan for the first time since she was shot in 2012 by Taliban militants angered at her championing the education for girls.
I still can't believe that this is actually happening.
She said in a brief speech at a ceremony at Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi's office that she will continue to campaign for the education of girls and ask Pakistanis to be united on issues like providing better health care and education. Abbasi praised Yousafzai for her sacrifices and role in promoting of girls' education and said he was happy to welcome her home. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow will expel 60 U.S. diplomats after Washington announced it was ordering the expulsion of dozens of Russian diplomats over the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. Lavrov said Thursday Russia will also close the U.S. consulate in the city of St. Petersburg. The U.S. and others have expelled Russian diplomats after Moscow was blamed for the nerve agent attack in Britain. This is VOA News. Vote counting.